forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, was added as a result of the authority and testimony of Rufus. I mention this only as a suggestion for how our present statement came to be in the Gospels. Scholars have a host of other suggestions, but it seems to me that something like this points toward what may have happened, and why this statement, though not in Luke's earliest editions, is an authentic statement of Jesus from the cross. With this as an introduction, let's consider the significance of these words. Father, forgive them. It is not surprising that the words, the first words spoken by Jesus from the cross, were a prayer. What is surprising, haunting, and for some disturbing, is what he prayed. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Let's begin our exploration of this prayer with a question. For whom was Jesus praying? Who was the them Jesus was asking God to forgive? He was, of course, praying for the soldiers who cruelly tortured him and crucified him, and who were preparing to gamble for his clothes. Father, forgive them. He was also praying for the crowd, who, even now, were beginning their verbal assault on him. Luke notes that they were deriding him, shaking their heads and mocking him. For them he prayed, Father, forgive them. Then there were the religious leaders who, from their own jealousy and spiritual blindness, conspired with the Romans to kill him, just as the false prophets of Jeremiah's day had sought to kill him. For these hypocritical leaders he prayed, Father, forgive them. This is astounding. Can you imagine such mercy? That Jesus would pray for them as he hung on the cross is one of the most powerful images in all the Gospels. But there is someone else included in Jesus' prayer. Someone for whom Jesus was pleading from the cross for God's mercy to be extended. We are among the them Jesus was praying for as he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. There's an old gospel hymn that asks, Where were you when they crucified my Lord? The answer is that in a profound spiritual sense, you were there. The entire human race was there at the crucifixion. The death of Jesus was an event that transcended time. Jesus' prayer gave voice to what Jesus was doing.